A report released today found that although 87% of the infectious diseases reported in this country are sexually transmitted, the U.S. has no effective means of combating that epidemic. The study puts the blame on both the private and the public sector. NPR's Vicky Kuei has the details.
A committee of experts convened by the Institute of Medicine studied the incidence of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis B, and AIDS, and found that 12 million new cases occur each year. Usually, an epidemic of this magnitude would have attracted much more attention. But the chairman of the committee, Dr. William Butler, the chancellor of Baylor College of Medicine, says sexually transmitted diseases are a hidden and silent epidemic.
We call it hidden because it's the kind of epidemic that people have not brought out openly and talked about in the public, and a lot of that relates to certain societal taboos related to issues of sexuality. It's silent because many of these diseases are, in women in particular, are not manifested. They're relatively asymptomatic, yet may lead to very serious long-term consequences of infertility, ectopic pregnancy, cervical cancer, and so forth.
Although women, especially those in their childbearing years, suffer the greatest harm, Baylor says a problem is most serious among teenagers, who represent a fourth of all cases of STDs in the U.S.
Many teenagers are sexually active, and the figures that the committee looked at indicated that as many as 70% of students by the 12th grade had had sexual intercourse, and 25% had had four or more partners. That is really a significant level of sexual activity in persons who do not yet know how to deal with their sexuality.
But as serious as the epidemic is, the committee found the U.S. has no coordinated strategy for preventing these diseases. The committee members made a number of recommendations, including a national campaign to promote healthy sexual behavior and STD prevention programs in schools that would provide some clinical services and distribute condoms. Dr. Helene Gale at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says young girls will probably need special attention, particularly since many of them are often dating much older men. Even though condoms are effective and are relatively inexpensive, she says many women have difficulty getting their partners to use them.
Negotiating condom use, for instance, may not be easy for the average woman. And so developing better tools for women is going to be critical for decreasing sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV.
But the Institute of Medicine says the U.S. needs to develop a better system of tracking the epidemic. It currently relies only on the public health system. Right now, the committee says private doctors don't routinely screen patients for these diseases and aren't even comfortable questioning them about their sexual histories. To get a better picture, the committee says private doctors should be required to report these diseases as well. Better tracking of sexually transmitted diseases would give public health officials a better idea of the problems they face in fighting the AIDS virus, which is fatal. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.